Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bow, 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 bow. I just got a note from the guys producing the Jeremy Lin documentary. That's coming out pretty soon, I think, too, isn't it?
Oh, great.
Did you book Jeremy Lin yet for that, Tommy, or no? Oh, man, that's such a rhetorical question. Never mind. All good. We know the answer.
When's Jeremy coming on?
I know the answer. The answer is no. So
there you go. When does that come out,
Sam? It's got to be coming out this fall,
There's a documentary. I'm not sure if it came out yesterday or today. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
About the Dodgers-Yankees rivalry, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, the Uncivil War or something like that, right?
Is that about the late 70s Dodgers-Yankees?
I believe it's about 77, 78.
And 81?
I believe so.
Okay.
So it's not about, is it about 81, too? I thought it was just late 70s, but I don't know.
Oh, we're going to leave out the World Series. The Dodgers actually beat the Yankees
I don't know.
Okay.
Homer.
We don't have to talk about that one.
Homer.
It's not being a homer. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, the season was fugazi.
So it's not. Stop it. So it's not Brooklyn. It's not about the Dodgers-Yankees from the 50s or 40s.
It is about the 1970s rivalry.
Okay.
It does not, at least according to this, it's 77 and 78. Oh, I was
the
right.
Back-to-back World Series they played in.
Yeah.
I'm sort of interested in that.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, I know how it ends.
Do you? We know how every documentary ends, yet we still watch it.
Yeah,
we know how the Jeter documentary ends. We know how the Jordan documentary ends, except they lied to us. If you watch the Jordan documentary, they make no mention of 2 years in Washington.
Well, because he likes to pretend it didn't happen.
Well, it happened.
It did happen, didn't it? So weird when you look back and see video of it.
Dude,
we lived through it, we watched it, and when I see the video, even though I lived through it,
yes,
it's weird.
But for me, it's incredibly special. I never saw Michael Jordan play live until a preseason game in 2001 when the Washington Wizards took on the New Jersey Nets at the time. I lived in D.C. It was my first time seeing Michael live. And I always love telling this story because it shows the greatness of Jordan and how self-absorbed we all think we are. So, first time I'm ever seeing Jordan. Preseason game. It's a preseason game,
Craig. Michael Jordan.
You could look this up. Jordan dropped 40. And I remember, and the Nets won preseason, but who cares? I remember walking out of the arena saying, that man walked on the court and knew there are people in this arena. I was one of them.
It's the old Joe DiMaggio line.
They've never seen me play.
Right.
And he said, I'm going to put on a show.
And he did.
And I will never forget that. And it was awesome.
All right, good. I'm glad you got to see Michael Jordan play. I touched him once. Here's I did.
Where?
In the locker room in Philly.
That's not what I meant.
Huh?
That's not what I meant.
No, I was in the locker room and I touched him.
That's not what I meant.
I also had one of the great moments of my broadcast career.
Where did you touch him, Craig?
What happened? In the locker room in Philadelphia.
No.
Yeah.
Where did you touch him, Craig?
He was coming out of the shower. Touched him.
Where?
Shoulder.
Wow.
I wish he was somewhere else, but it wasn't. I told you, one of the great moments of my early broadcast career was I was doing the pregame, halftime, postgame for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes.
And they were playing the Bulls, which was an arch nemesis to them. You know, that team could never get past Chicago, just like the Knicks couldn't.
Of course.
And he walked into the locker room. We had access pregame before, like a certain amount of time before the game. And I went in, and no joke, 22 years old, and I was nervous, summoned up all the courage I had, and I said, Michael, do you have a moment? He goes, I'll talk to you until a single person walks in here. As soon as that door opens, the interview's over. Start going. And it was awesome.
You talked to Michael Jordan. You touched Michael Jordan?
I touched him later in life.
And then you talked to him.
That's right. Tony's in the Bronx. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's good, kid?
Hey, I got to tell you something. I'm a fan of both of you. First of all, Evan, I love you. The first week you both came on, I called in. I had to, and I congratulated both of you. And I got to tell you, man, I'm not disappointed at all.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
You know what, Evan? You are my hero, brother, because you have a baseball knowledge mind that I love, you know, and I love, I'm 53, by the way, you know, and so my Jeter years were in my 20s. But I got to tell you, you always broke down everything, inning by inning, for every Yankee game and Mets game. And to me, that is so beautiful, man. That is just, to me.
It bores Craig, but I'm glad you like it.
What a great moment this is. I'm enjoying this moment right now. I might cry. It's like a Hallmark moment right now.
You guys
are so special to me, and Evan, you especially.
Yes.
You know what, Craig? I love you too, man. I love you too, man.
I love you also.
You keep it going, and Evan knows that. You keep it going, bro. You're the engine.
I was just about to use that word. You stole it from my brain. I was going to say, it's the engine.
Chitty bang bang. Everywhere we go. Thank you, Tony. Tony, listen.
Thank you.
You've made Evan's day. Mine, not so much.
But listen now. But the reason I called was, Evan, you know, you've been touching on it a little bit. I've been listening. I know you've been touching on a little bit about Judge maybe signing with the Mets. Man, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. Let me just put that out there right now, man. From birth, my dad was a Yankee fan, and he passed when I was 2. He left all baby pictures of me and Yankee gear, you know. So I from birth, I was a Yankee fan. But you know what? You got a point, man. First of all, Cash messed up completely, man.
All right, let's do this. Tony, I love you, and I appreciate the call. Why don't we wait on the future of Aaron Judge rhetoric, which is a worthy topic, once we get through the season?
Yeah, because
it's not on the table
bigger
right now.
Fish to fry.
But I got you, baby.
You want to win a championship, I want to win a championship.
Yes.
So before we discuss DeGrom leaving and Judge essentially replacing him, how about they face each other in game one of the World Series?
That would be nice. Sure. That would be nice. Although you and your boy over there both said very many months ago, the last thing you want is a Subway Series. Now you want one?
So here's a selfish reason why I may not hate it.
Oh, now you're... Okay.
My wife and I were talking recently.
Oh, here we go.
And she's up for, hey, we will go watch the Mets on the road in the World Series. And I said, you know, if they play the Yankees...
You're not doing that while you're doing this show. Is that the point of this?
No, of course I am. That's already agreed upon. It's agreed upon in my contract. Don't worry about it. Stay careful.
You let me know what happens.
Yeah. No, it's all done.
Thanks.
The Nets, on the other hand, that's a little dicier. But don't worry. They won't get to the finals. We got nothing to worry about. And I realized, boy, if they play the Yankees, that'll save me a lot of money.
Sure will. That's right.
$45
to park. That's about it.
Flights to Houston are very expensive.
Yeah, so all of a sudden you like the notion of the Subway Series.
You know what?
You're afraid of it. You and your boy.
Here's the truth. And I think the Yankee fans are going to be doing this, and we're going to be doing this. I wish you the best of luck.
Do you?
I do. But I am focused and concerned more about the Mets than who they would play in a World Series. You know what I mean? If they play the Yankees, that means I'm in the World Series, so I'm happy.
I would say this. Anybody that has a conversation today about whether or not Aaron Judge is coming back to the Yankees after this year, about whether or not he's going to the Mets, etc., you have no idea at all what the New York fan is thinking about right
now.
That's
a news story in a month, not now.
Right now, the story
is, care now?
He hit 61. Is he going to hit 62? How are we looking for the postseason?
Yeah.
Is DJ LeMahieu going to play at all? Does Cabrera get to play? Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Craig, you think the Mets will re-sign Brandon Nimmo?
Right,
who gives a crap?
Doing?
We'll talk about that next month.
Right. If that's the focus of where you're at today as a fan or as just an observer or whatever the case may be, you have no concept of what's important today. Today, it's the Mets that are a game up on Atlanta after a miraculous come-from-behind victory last night, and Aaron Judge at 61.
Absolutely.
Now, here's my question for you.
Yes.
He tied Maris last night.
He tied Roger Maris for the American League record.
Roger Maris Jr. was there. The rest of the Maris family wasn't there. Obviously, Aaron's mom was there. The rest of the Judge family was not there. Supposedly, some of that has to do with some COVID situations. I don't know the whole story, nor do I care. But,
well, you know that there's a rule that doesn't end till tomorrow.
That's right. You can't travel there. Now tomorrow you can, but not now.
I think starting tomorrow you can, no problem.
Yeah, here's the question.
Yes.
Do they truck these poor Marises out there again for the three games in New York? Maybe not Texas.
No, and I'll tell you why. And maybe I'm wrong, because I think in 98 I was wrong about this. You could correct me if I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong. I wouldn't want them out there when you're breaking the record. When you tied the record, fine.
Because now it's no longer about them.
Yeah, it's not about them. Right? You've already tied them. So I think the Marises' work are now done. And if Judge gets to 62, you know, maybe we bring Sammy Sosa's family out there when he gets to 64.
Yeah, well, it'd be hard to recognize them, though, right? quick question. Do you know what happened 4 years ago today?
What year is it? 2022?
Yeah.
2018. So late September 2018. Yankees made the playoffs. Nobody cared. Mets sucked, but David Wright came back for that one game. So maybe it's not none of that. Maybe it's football? 2018.
4 years ago today.
I'll go with the David Wright thing.
Boy, you're good.
Am I right?
David Wright played his last game at Citi Field.
Well, yeah, because when you ask me, Evan, 2018, what do you think of? Here's what I think of. Are you ready? I'm going to break it down for you.
Yeah.
They got off to an amazing start and then sucked.
Okay, fine.
True story, right?
David Wright came back.
And then David Wright came back, and it was like, oh, my God, David Wright's back. And it was an event.
They took him out in the middle of the game, of course, and the first hand he shook was?
I was at the game.
If you
got
this, I'd be impressed. Now, to be fair, I saw the video earlier today.
Let me think.
I had no idea until I saw the video.
2018.
Hold on. He's on the field. Mickey Callaway comes out.
Yeah.
To make the change.
Yep.
Wright's at third base. First person's hand he shook.
Well, I'm trying to think who was on the field that night.
You will not get this.
So it was not a guy on the field that night?
It was. You're not going to get
it. So let me figure it out.
Good. You have no chance.
I'm thinking.
You
I'm
get
thinking
this.
About the 2018 Mets.
You get this. I'll go home now.
Well, it's a guess. It's a complete guess.
Go.
Someone on the field. A part of me wants to say Reyes, but I don't think it would be him because...
Reyes was on the field.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be him because why would that be so shocking that I got that? So maybe it's who was on the mound that night. Who the hell pitched for the 2018 Mets that Craig's heard of?
Because they're playing the Marlins, if that helps you.
Oh, so maybe it's a Marlin.
Marlins came out of the dugout, standing ovation.
Is it a Marlin?
All the Mets came out, ovation. And then if I'm not mistaken... He went on SNY during the game.
Yes.
And he went out with Howie during
I know.
The game.
We all turned around and watched.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to name a Marlin. I'm going to go nuts here. Starlin Castro.
Oh.
All right. Go ahead.
He shook the third base umpire's hand.
Oh, come on. And who was it?
I forget.
Oh, you don't even know the name?
I mean, I heard it. I forgot.
So if I said the name, I would.
Well, like, I know it wasn't Joe West. But outside of that, I don't remember the guy's name. Yeah, then he hugged Reyes. He was second.
Yeah, the thing about that game that was so weird is he hit a pop-up to first base, and the first baseman caught it, and the crowd treated that man, and I forget his name, I apologize, like the devil for the rest of the game. Every time he came up, he got booed. And then what also made it bad is they took him out like in the fifth inning, and then the game proceeded to never end. It went like 12 innings.
Here is Dave in Connecticut on the fan. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Doing good, kid. What's up?
Hey, you guys got a great show.
Thank you.
Now, sitting here to listen, waiting to talk to you guys, I think I've answered half my question. I don't think Evan would go.
Okay.
But, Carton, would you go, say you weren't in the position you're in now.
Okay.
Would you go to the game where he's going to break the record to try and catch the ball?
If I was not working on the radio and just a normal guy growing up in
like
the Bronx
just
or whatever.
Like me, a normal Joe.
Yes.
You got tickets to the game. Would you go to the game to try and catch the break?
Great question. I'm going to give you a little convoluted answer only for one reason you'll understand in a second. If I bought the ticket months ago and it cost me $30 to get in, yes. I would not spend $500 to go into the park hoping to catch the ball.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, what if a friend of you asked, hey, I got an extra ticket, you want to come?
Like for free?
Yeah.
Then I would go, yes. Yeah, 100%.
Evan, would you go?
Evan would not go.
There's a few reasons why the answer is no.
See?
Besides like a...
And that's the difference between me and Evan. No. I'm a man of the people.
Can I give you the answer?
Yeah.
You don't know the reason.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You don't know the reason.
Oh.
I've sat in the bleachers before. I've liked it. Last Subway Series game, Mets-Yankees, I sat there.
Oh.
Besides the fact the Mets are playing the Braves, I'm going to leave that one out. Here's the reason.
Yeah.
I'm 5'9".
Woo!
And I weigh 175 pounds.
You can handle yourself.
I would get physically manhandled and destroyed. attempting to catch that ball. So I am not going to put myself in harm's way. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, he's not lying, I can tell you that.
It's not the size of the fight and the dog. It's the size of, no, it's not the size of the dog and the fight. It's the size of the fight and the dog.
Yeah, fabulous. I don't have a lot of fight in this dog, trust me. I'm not a pit bull, bro.
Yeah, listen. So, Dave, let me ask you a question. Sure. Are you going to the game tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday?
No, because if I had to, just like you said before, I'd have to pay like $500.
Yeah, and that's the rub on this now, that the ticket is so crazy. And, yeah, by the way, would it be great to be there even if you don't catch the ball, to be a part of, you know, American League and Yankee history? Yes, I totally respect that. That a lot of people, that's important to be able to say, I was there when blank, right? But $500, man, I ain't got that kind of bread. Yeah. I don't.
Well, but there's different ways you could look at it.
And I'm not, obviously, to be fair, I'd be taking up a seat of a real fan.
Yeah, there's a few ways to look at this.
Plus, I can sit with the owner, so.
Yeah, but then you can't catch the home run.
Yeah, but I can eat lobster rolls and steak with the Yankee emblem in it.
And then you don't get $2 million.
But I can eat lobster rolls and steak with the Yankee logo
burnt
into it.
You know, when I brought this up at the beginning of the show, I called you bougie, and you got offended. You have proven my bougie point. It took you till 5:26, but you proved it. Thank you, sir.
I can eat lobster rolls, which I think are overrated, and steak with the Yankee logo.
We get
in
it. You're bougie.
Yeah. Unlimited jelly beans and popcorn.
But could you physically hang out there, too?
What do you mean?
Fighting for a home run ball in which people would stab for it?
No, I'd sharpen my elbows. Yeah, I'd grease them up.
Bro, I've seen how people are aggressive.
I'd put my hair back in a bowl,
your hair?
Tie it up.
Your hair?
Yeah, let's go.
You're going to put a wig on?
I'll tell you the other thing you do.
Just so you can tie it back?
You do the old Hurricane Carter move. You don't know the reference, of course.
Well, Hurricane Carter was put in jail, and it was revealed many years later that he shouldn't have been put in jail.
And he was free.
He was wrongfully accused. So
yes.
I know full well about Hurricane Carter.
So
good day, sir.
Hurricane Carter is in his cell, and the guards are coming. He thinks they're coming like to toss the cell and that they're going to grab him, manhandle him. So he takes like toilet paper, takes it, rolls it up, puts it in his gums, mm-hmm. in his mouth, right? Let's go. Game on, baby. Because if you touch me, it's on. So you got to go in all Don Corleone style, grease the hair back, tie it in a knot in behind.
Yeah.
You got to wear the appropriate clothes. No hoodies. Can't wear a hoodie.
Why?
Why? Are you wearing a hoodie right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you why.
Are you going to assault me right now? Kind of afraid.
I'm going to show you why you don't wear a hoodie. That's why you don't wear a hoodie. Okay? Because now you can't win the fight.
That's true. That's a good point.
No hoodies.
But this is why, personally, and I think for any of us who are on the small side, I'm not getting involved in this.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You're also not going alone. Now, I don't know about you, for what kind of friends you got, but...
But what are we going to do? We're going to get into a game fight in the outfield for a ball?
Like, if I was going, no joke, and I got friends who are going. I'm sure you probably do also.
Yes.
All right. Let's say you're going just four, you're going. There's an agreement before you go in.
Oh, you split it, no doubt.
We're chopping the pot.
Yes.
So, if you have the ball, your friends now have a job. Protect the asset.
Craig, I get it, but I've also been involved with foul balls being hit near me and people acting as if the foul ball is worth $1 million, and it's not. I can only imagine what it's like under that pile when people aren't fighting for a baseball. They're legitimately fighting for millions of dollars.
So I'll give you an example.
I'm out.
Josh Allen was in a pile in the Bills game last weekend. I'm sure you saw this. He took an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. You know why? Because the guy in the pile grabbed his nuts. All right? Grabbed him, right, by his junk. I apologize for the word I just said. Grabbed his junk.
How is this convincing me to do this, by the way?
All right? That's in a football game. He's got a uniform on.
Yeah?
So, yes, you're going to have your balls grabbed. You're going to have your eyes poked.
Yeah.
People are going to scratch you. You're going to get punched, maybe take an elbow. But you survive that. You got $3 million.
Yeah, I'm not surviving that.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to survive that. So, I'm out. Has nothing to do with anything else than that.
You're in. And by the way, let me tell you something right now. If I'm in that scrum and I don't see you in there protecting me, you're not getting your quarter share. Remember that
I get that.
That's $750,000 that I'm keeping, because if I'm taking all the shrapnel and the elbows and my balls are being grabbed and bad things are happening to my body and I'm being punched and I'm going to survive it and I'm ducking and I'm weaving and I look up and I see you backing away, you ain't getting your share. So you better get in on that. You understand?
Well, this is tough talk from a guy that's going to go eat sushi in the owner's box before he set the
bleachers. They do have spicy tuna rolls. And the candy wall. I like that, too.
The candy wall. You're so obsessed with that thing.
I'm just saying, like, you and your boys go. It's, you guys, you know, you got to be together. Everybody gets a full share unless you back up.
Are you going to go to Yankee playoff games this year?
Only if it's a Friday or Saturday. The rest I'm not going.
What?
Fridays and Saturdays only.
I already spoke to the bosses. If there's a Game 5 of the Division Series, we will do the show live from Yankee Stadium.
And I'll go
it's
home.
A done deal?
Yeah.
You would go home?
What time would the game start?
Probably 8 o'clock.
What time is our show? Until 6:30?
No, we're going to go right till 7:25. Stay a little later that night.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
There's a Yankee pregame show.
Yeah, 7:25. Remember, it goes all the way till...
Okay, well, Big Show Bob. I'll show up as Big Show Bob.
And then you're going to leave? You would walk out of Yankee Stadium before a winner-take-all Game 5 of the Divisional Series?
If it was a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday.
It would actually be a Monday. I'm telling you right now.
Peace out.
It's a Monday.
Peace out.
Monday night.
Yeah.
Yankees, Cleveland, whomever.
I'll...
Game 5 Divisional Series. Mets aren't playing, so don't get on me, everybody. You're not staying?
Has the World Cup started yet?
What? That is the most bizarre question I've ever...
It affects other things I do.
The World Cup?
Yeah, has that started yet?
Are you going to get bumped for the World Cup?
What happened? Evan, that's a tough sell for me. That's a tough... Listen, of course I'd want to go to the game.
Not Big Mac, me and you, pal.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's a good chance I'm in my car at 7, home in time to watch the game.
Okay.
And I'll probably sleep by the fourth inning.
So you're going to leave owner's box tickets for me and Big Mac? Cool, appreciate it.
I can't send you to the owner's box.
Why not?
Because you know
how you are. I'm a class guy.
But you know how you are.
What, I'm not going to root?
You'll show up wearing like a Pete Alonso jersey or something.
No. That's not. I've never done that. Unless the Mets are playing, I would never show up at a visiting ballpark. Same thing at the Garden. I always showed respect this year.
So you're saying,
I would never wear that.
You're saying,
ever take that back.
I take it back. You're saying Game 5 ALDS.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Yeah. Mets won't play because Game 5 would have been a day earlier.
Yeah,
so they're not playing. I'm not involved.
Don't I have to go to the game?
Yes.
Don't I have a responsibility to the audience and to my job here to go to the game?
Well, no other host will, but we'll go. Keith would go. I apologize, Keith. Keith would go.
I tell you what.
Yes.
If that scenario happens, I'm in.
Yes!
Okay?
Are you taking me and Big Mac into the owner's box?
I can't.
Oh, what? Who, me or him?
You.
Why? Because I'm a Met fan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
They do not like your fandom.
They don't like my fandom.
They don't understand it.
They don't get it.
I got a text the other day. Why does he root for a bunch of losers like that?
We laugh.
No, I can bring Big Mac with me, though.
So they would not allow a Met fan in the owner's suite.
I mean, it would. Could I make it happen? Yes, I could.
All right, Big Mac, you have a choice. Sit with real fans, good seats upper
level.
Hold
on, you
good
have a choice.
Good seats upper level.
What if I may give you a choice?
What's my choice?
I'll give you a choice.
Go ahead.
You can sit with me in the owner's box with rules and conditions, or you can sit with Big Mac upper deck.
No man left behind, Big Mac upper deck. Not even a question.
Okay.
Not even a question.
Great. That you.
We're set. I got tickets for that game.
Let's go.
What about your boy over there?
He won't go.
What do you mean he won't? You won't go to a Yankee playoff game?
No shot.
We're Big Show Bob.
No. I'll do the show from there, but then I'll leave.
What do you mean, no?
We'll do the show and I'll go home.
No, you know, if you go home, you're fired.
No, that's, you know, come on. Why do I have to sit there? I'm a Met fan. I don't want to be there.
Because
I don't know why he wants to be there.
The Mets
aren't playing that night, Loogie, so leave that part out.
Yeah.
Obviously, if there was a Met playoff game, everybody knows where I'd be.
I don't care if it's
a don't call that out.
And by the way, they're never going to play against each other at the same time. It's not the Jets and Giants.
Not at the same time, but there will be.
Same day, maybe.
They're definitely
the same day.
Never going to happen if the Mets win the division.
Yeah, but they are not playing at the same time. You'll never have to make that decision.
It's a Yankee event. I'm a Met fan. Therefore, my Met fan ass will be going home, and you should be too.
Don't you want to be a talk show host in this town?
I'm sorry?
You can't be a talk show host basically saying, like, look, I live my fandom on my sleeve, and I own that, but I also watch every Yankee game and go to Yankee games.
I
do the same with the Knicks, and I despise them.
I'll go home and watch it.
Because it's important. Big Mac will be at Met playoff games this year if given the opportunity.
Anything to not be home.
Because I assume he wants to attempt to get a Met phone call one day.
Sure. All right, so you're out.
I'm out. I'm out.
That
joke
lined
Thank
up
you.
10 seconds
into that. All right, Big Mac, you're in. Now, Big Mac, you have a choice now.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit with Evan, wherever that might be in the stadium? No guarantee where it is.
No, I've got tickets. Upper deck.
Okay.
really behind home plate, yeah. like two rows off, so not yeah, too yeah. high in the upper deck. On the aisle.
All right, so do you want to sit in mid-October in the upper deck, two rows behind home plate, or with me in the owner's box?
Is the owner going to be there in the owner's box?
You will not see Hal Steinbrenner. No.
Then no.
Excuse me?
If I go to the owner's box, it's to see the owner. Otherwise,
well,
I'm
he'll
with
be in the
people.
Box next to ours. It's a large
not
box.
The owner's box.
It's part of. It's an annex to the owner's box.
No, I don't. I don't go adjacent or an annex to the owner.
Is that right?
I either go with the owner.
Is that right?
Or I'm among you the know? People.
Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
I mean, he'll come in and say
right.
hi.
No,
that's
no.
what all you get. But it's
I
an annex.
Say hi to me and shake my hand and say hello.
I will introduce you
okay.
to him.
I'm not expecting to eat.
He's not
going to
sit down with you and,
no,
and talk shop.
No,
hey,
of course.
I heard your overnight show back
yeah,
in September 9th.
It was fantastic.
9th. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You did nothing but Yankees. I loved it.
Okay, all right. So,
I knew you were going to say I'd beat you to it.
What do you want? Owner's box,
yeah.
unlimited food and booze, and
yeah.
great company.
Yeah.
And you get to hobnob with a lot of ex-Yankee greats who all come
oh,
back
yeah.
for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mickey Rivers will be there.
Right. Or sit next to
Mickey Rivers will be there.
Or sit next to Evan and have the opportunity.
Or sit in the upper deck outside in the elements. Yeah,
made fun of and
no,
yeah.
no, no, no. First of all, Big Mac. I'm surrounded by 45,000 Yankee fans.
Yeah.
If you think I'm going to videotape you mocking you if you're losing,
he's not
I wouldn't
stupid.
Get out of there alive,
dude. He won't try to get a ball. You think he's going to start mocking the Yankees in front of
I
Yankee fans?
I mocked you at Fenway because I had a happy crowd behind me.
Yeah, yeah that's fair. Stupid.
Come
that's
on.
Fair. All right, so what's the answer? What do you want to think about it? You want to wait till it happens to give a decision?
The fact you're thinking about it hurts me.
I just need to know because when I call yeah. the Yankees on the way home, they're going to want to know what games do I want to go
no,
to.
I got, Evan's right. I got to ride with Evan.
Thank
he takes
you.
Me to Boston. We do games together.
Come on.
That wouldn't be nice of me.
And you'd rather be with the people.
Well.
Your fellow Yankee brethren.
Yes.
In the midst of a sea of Yankee fans.
Yeah.
By the more I talk about this, the more I don't want to go.
But listen, you know, if I get to hang out with, you know. Brian Cashman's there, and I get to tell him
he'll be there. He'll stop
how
by,
I'm on
but
the front lines defending him on a nightly basis. Then
he does not watch the game from the owner's box, but he will stop by and say what's up. So,
no, I'll
by the way,
I'll stick with him.
Aren't you going to the game to watch the game?
Of course, yes.
Who cares who sits next to you?
Exactly.
Shows up?
Well, then why are you selling it that as a price?
I'm just letting you know that it might be a cool experience for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
All.
No,
yeah.
I'll go with Evan. I'm
right,
cool.
Good.
I don't need you and your tempting gifts.
All right.
I don't take no bite of the apple.
Don't matter to me. I know where I'm sitting if I go.
No, I know he's not actually going to the game. 7:45. Sorry, fellas. Changed my mind. Gotta go.
No, even better. 8:15. I'll watch an inning. I gotta go to bed.
All right, I'm out. See ya.
I really want to listen to John and Susan do the game. It's so much better. Here's Kyle in Ringwood on the fan. Kyle, what's up?
Oh, I gotta take this. Hey, how are you, Craig?
Hey, what's up?
Just wanted to call real quick. You might not remember me. I did some work at your house years ago in Chester. But anyway, that's not here nor there.
Did you give his address out, too, while you're talking?
Like, what are we doing? Good job, Tommy.
I heard you talking
you're on
about
fire today,
the,
buddy.
I heard you talking about the gambling issues in, you know, the metropolitan area.
Yes.
I know it's near and dear to your heart.
Well,
I'm just curious, and this may not be for you to answer, but I understand FanDuel and Sportsbooks and all that. They're sponsors of your show.
Yeah.
But now we also have, there's these other two guys that keep coming on the radio promoting themselves as being
yes.
professional.
I'm vehemently and passionately opposed
like town services?
To those commercials being on the radio station. But I don't own the radio station, and that is not my decision to make, nor should it be. I don't like hearing those commercials. I am not going to speak about either one of those companies directly because I know nothing about them, so I would never want to disparage either of them. But I don't like listening to them because I question them from Jump Street about the promises and the pledges they make in them. But again, it is not my decision to make. I host a radio show here. I don't dictate, nor should I, how the company makes their money. And I'll leave it at that. Everyone knows where I stand on it. I'm a compulsive gambler. I'm a responsible gambling ambassador for FanDuel. We're starting a college tour in a couple of weeks where I can spread that message to young people, which is the fastest growing segment of the population. When I hear the commercials you're referencing, it makes me have the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Because it's everything, in my opinion, that we try to warn people about. That's all.
So I think this season, in making NFL picks, which we'll do a little bit later, I have a record of 9-11. Not a very good record.
Right.
I believe my picks will be as accurate as any town service. Because we're all the same. No one knows.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging. It's actually the opposite.
I mean,
none of us know.
The two greatest sports handicappers in America have never sold a pick, and they no longer gamble. Happy Walters and me. Sloman's is immediately hiring HVAC technicians. by the way, there's Armakatayan wrote a book with Happy, and I think it comes out later this year. And I know a lot about him and his story, and I cannot wait to read that book. And I would even put him on because he's a fascinating individual who I would look forward to chatting with. But listen, I always say, you know, you bet at your own risk, bet responsibly. It's supposed to be a recreational, fun, social activity. If it's not at any point, you may have a situation you want to, you know, talk to people about. And whatever your plan is, stick to it. Never chase bets, never chase losses. And recognize that as good as you think you are, as good as you hear people promoting that they are, there's nobody ever that sells picks that is as good as what they might claim to be. The animal does not exist. So just be careful when you sign up for any tout service that claims to have inside information. They don't. Claims to be 80%. They're not. And remember, it's your money. You work hard for it. Don't throw it down the tubes with someone promising you, you know, rainbows and butterflies. They're never going to deliver.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Anyway, little Snoop, why not? D-O-double-G. 552, Carton and Roberts on The Fan. Number to join, 877-337-6666. Would you kindly bring me the 1800 piece of paper I'm going to need here in a few minutes?
By the way, I appreciate that.
Go ahead.
I know we share, even though you mocked me last weekend, a deep-seated hatred for Philadelphia. They are choking away a playoff spot.
Is that right?
Oh. They lost again to the Cubs. They got swept, something we're familiar with.
That's what Marcus Stroman just texted me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He texted you? He said sweep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They swept the Phillies.
He also sent me his ERA over the last half of the season. It's been pretty good.
Yes.
He had a very good second half, not a very good first half.
If the Brewers win tonight against the Marlins, the Brewers will have leapfrogged the Philadelphia Phillies, though the Phillies would still have the tiebreaker.
All right.
So the Phillies may actually blow a playoff spot.
That would be fantastic, considering the Eagles are 3-0 and look like the best team in the NFC. I would like to see that very, very much. By the way, Evan, you know, I am not a subscriber to The Athletic.
I am. It's great. I love it.
A buddy of mine sent me this. So this is not my story. It's The Athletic's. Every year they do a thing where they poll current Major League Baseball players, and they respond anonymously so that there's no, like, favors done for this guy or that guy. And they ask a bunch of questions, all right?
Yeah, they do it with the NBA. They do it with a lot of stuff.
So
I love it.
The one question stood out to me, and I think the New York Orioles will appreciate it, all right? Game 7, got to win it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your starting pitcher for a Game 7?
In my opinion?
Yeah. Who do you think the players said amongst their peers?
I would have guessed either Verlander, Scherzer, or DeGrom. DeGrom hasn't done it as much, so I could see why Verlander or Scherzer would get the edge.
So I'll tell you that amongst active Major League Baseball players, by far and away, the number one guy was Jacob DeGrom.
Great respect for Jake.
The number two guy was Max Scherzer. Okay?
Boy, that feels good.
How about that? Okay. There were about 20 guys, all told, that got at least one vote, all right? There is a particular starting pitcher that got zero votes, not a single one, meaning guys in his own locker room didn't vote for him. Zero votes. Big Mac, Grimace, Mustache Man. If you had to take a wild guess. Who is the starting pitcher that current active Major League Baseball players have no faith in to win a Game 7? If you had to take a guess.
Wild guess. Crazy guess.
Wild guess?
Yeah, wild.
It's getting nuts.
Be crazy about it. Go ahead.
Cookie Carrasco.
Not Cookie Carrasco.
Really? That's your guess?
Sorry about that.
You
no.
think the build-up is to rip Cookie Carrasco? Really?
Yeah.
Garrett Cole.
My man, Pots and Pans. Zero.
Craig, I'm
not
looking,
a single one.
I'm looking at the poll results. So you're right. Game 7 of the World Series. Who do you want starting? That's Jacob DeGrom got 33.9% of the vote.
Far Max Scherzer, and away number one, right?
Okay, great.
Yep.
Max Scherzer, 17. Verlander, 13. I think we could all accept that.
Yes.
I'm going to read you the list of names that also got votes.
So those three guys basically got 60-plus percent of the votes.
100%.
Go.
Sandy Alcantara should win the Cy Young
Marlins
this season.
Pitcher.
Yes.
Go.
Max Fried, ace of the Braves, has also pitched many a big game. Chris Sale got a vote. Clayton Kershaw, who has been known as a postseason choker, got a vote.
And by the way, has barely played.
Dylan Cease.
Yes.
Framber Valdez.
By the way, I've never heard of Dylan Cease.
Well, he's had a very good year.
Who else is it?
Framber Valdez, who's had a
never
great,
heard of him.
Great year. Well, you'll know him soon.
You will know him, hopefully.
You will know his ass real soon.
Why, he's going to be a Yankee?
No, he's been on the Astros, smoking you in the ALCS if you get there. Julio Urias.
Should I have heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I definitely heard of him.
Logan Webb, San Francisco Giants.
Never heard of him.
Luis Castillo, remember you guys?
Yeah, we wanted him, but Seattle got him.
Shane Bieber.
Justin's older brother.
Shane McClanahan.
Never heard of him.
Walker Buehler, who doesn't have a right shoulder anymore. Yu Darvish and Zach Allen. Not one vote for Garrett Cole.
How do you explain that?
How
Grimace?
Do you explain that?
Yeah.
Stupidity.
Is that the answer?
You know,
every
friends
player in
voting
baseball,
for friends.
And there's a lot of people voting.
But
I forget the exact number.
It's an anonymous vote. That's the point of this.
Right, well, but they know eventually there's going to be a number put next to it. I know it's not my name, but it's like, oh, let me vote for my buddy. At least he gets one.
But hold on a second.
The point is nobody
Craig,
did
Craig, this is even worse.
I didn't know that.
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
Because he's giving it to
no, that's the list, Big Mac.
Yeah.
We know. They interviewed, you ready?
Go.
200 players across the league.
So in theory, Garrett, a Yankee wasn't interviewed, but most likely a Yankee was.
No, that's a huge number. Of course a Yankee was.
By SNY, see you guys
tomorrow. And by the way, forget the Yankees. You're telling me opponents are more scared of Walker Buehler and Shane McClanahan and Shane Bieber, who you guys destroyed a few years ago in the playoffs, and Logan Webb. All of these guys got votes and not Garrett Cole? But I got good news. They also asked... Game 7 of the World Series.
Right.
Game on the line.
That's right.
Who do you want at the plate?
Okay. All right. So Game 7 of the World Series. Game on the line. Two outs. Whatever the situation is. Who do you want with a stick in his hand?
Yep.
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge won.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you this. There's a lot of names mentioned. There is only one Met that received a vote.
That's
and
gonna
Judge,
be...
And Judge, by the way, is the only Yankee.
Jeff
no other
McNeil.
Yankee. That's a good call by you.
Is that a good guess?
100%.
Yes.
And it's a great answer. And by the way,
yes.
In a lot of ways, I agree with it. Despite last night with the first pitch,
he gets on base all the time.
He just puts together good at bats,
and he is so crafty. He gets balked around the bases a lot. Is there another Yankee on the list?
No,
just Aaron Judge.
It's very close. Judge doesn't win it by a lot. Paul Goldschmidt finishes number
two.
He
had a great year.
Luis Arraez, who's had a great year batting title.
By the way, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is Ohtani on the list?
Yes,
he is.
Yeah. He didn't get a lot of votes, but he gets. Received multiple votes.
I got it. All right, just wondering about that. Because all of a sudden, the Ohtani for MVP talk has quieted down ever since Aaron got to 60, 61 now.
And by the way, the other thing that would excite you, not excite you because what does it really mean, but just remind you what the Mets have going for them. Scherzer and DeGrom got the top two votes. They asked, hey, who do you want on the mound closing out Game 7 of the World Series? And as big of a runaway as humanly possible,
Edwin
Diaz won that.
Well, he deserves it this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's lights out, right.
Who would you vote over him? Emmanuel Clase is the only guy.
Yeah, of course. Emmanuel Clase.
What team is he play for?
Emmanuel Clase.
Again, you'll get to know him real soon, too, by the way.
He pitches for Cleveland. Everybody knows that.
Good job,
I've been paying attention.
No, you haven't.
Clase.
You haven't been
Clase.
To the Cleveland baseball team, you've been paying attention?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He remembers the game
sends
when
me
IKF.
Notes all the time. What's that?
You remember the game when IKF took him off the wall. That's why.
He did do that.
And then the fans threw beer on the beer cans on the field.
Of course.
Remember that?
You can't remember who forget that guy. Yeah, of course. Class A.
You don't even know who IKF is.
That some days I do. it comes and goes. I thought IKF was the new shot for COVID, to be honest with you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.